This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Later in the program, across the nation, they are slowly disappearing. What has become of the big blue mailboxes? First, though, it has been said that the attacks in Mumbai, at least symbolically, are the first real test of the Obama presidency. The president-elect issued a statement strongly condemning the attacks. Here to shed light on the unwritten rules that apply to presidents-elect is NPR news analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Alex.
So Barack Obama doesn't actually take office for about two more months, so is it fair to call Mumbai a test for him?
Well, obviously, the tremendous economic crisis the country is going through is something that threatens to derail Obama's train before it leaves the station in terms of his inauguration on January 20th. But, Alex, when you think about the terrorist attack in Mumbai, what you have is a situation where this has been identified by the American public as a potential point of weakness. The Bush administration has also said that when it comes to vulnerability, there's a pattern with terrorists identifying moments of political transition as prime for attacks. So in so many ways, this is a test for the president-elect. And what we've seen so far is the president-elect being quite aware of it. He had a briefing from Secretary of State Rice on Thanksgiving Day over the phone on the situation. They've established a team of people from the Obama transition team to interact with the State Department Operations Center. So right now, Barack Obama, I think, is finding himself, having to be a quick study, but a quick study with so much on the line, literally the safety of the world.
And Juan, what is the protocol here for how a president-elect handles a situation like this while there is still a current president in office?
Well, this is just such a unique situation, Alex. We've never had a transition like this before. Obviously, President-elect Obama is naming people before December to his cabinet. And when it comes to the whole notion of dealing with terrorists, the Bush administration for some time has been bragging that they want this to be a very smooth transition. And so they have put in place a transition clearance team that eased the clearances of all the Obama transition people so they could get information necessary to really hit the ground running in January.
Juan, it's Thanksgiving week, time for lots of talking. What's your best conversation this week?
Well, I think it's a conversation. This is a funny one, Alex. This started with Nancy Pelosi announcing, I guess this was last week, we're not using the word stimulus anymore around here. That the idea that stimulus reminds people of shock therapy, Alex.
Wow.
And there's been some talk about the idea that when you talk about a bailout, it suggests someone feverishly throwing water out of a boat that's sinking. And therefore, not a good image. And that if you want to get political support in place for, a stimulus package. So I'll have to say a economic recovery program, Alex. That's the official Democratic language now, an economic recovery program. We have to talk about it in those terms, as a recovery program, as opposed to a bailout or a stimulus. So watch your language, Alex. Everybody's listening to what you have to say.
Duly noted. NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thank you so much, Juan.
You're welcome, Alex. Have a fine weekend.
You too.